You're listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast, the internet show about small business marketing with your host, Jay Arrett. Power to the small business.
And welcome to the big show, a little thing we like to call Power to the Small Business, the internet show all about small business marketing. We appreciate you listening, and there are more of you climbing on board with each new episode. Thanks to folks recommending us, people like Cam Beck of Chaos Scenario. Thanks, Cam. Put in some good words about the show, especially on Twitter. My name is Jay Arrett, and I wear the badge of Small Business Marketing Specialist. I run a company called The Marketing Spot in Waco, Texas, a great community on I-35 about halfway between Austin and Dallas-Fort Worth. Small business marketing ideas and advice is our game, and this is the show where we bring it to you for free. You can listen to it on our blog at themarketingspot.blogspot.com. You can also subscribe to us for free on iTunes by searching Power to the Small Business. We're on Zoom, too. Again, search Power to the Small Business. We've got an archive of all of our podcasts on the internet. It can be found not only on iTunes, but on the web at themarketingspot.podomatic.com. And, of course, our company website is themarketingspot.com. Awesome information for you on today's show. Jim Morris, known as the Communicator, is with us. He's an advertising creative freelancer. He also writes for the Advertising for Peanuts blog. And Jim joins us today to teach us about taglines. What's the secret to getting a good one? Should you even get one? You're probably already familiar with some of Jim's work. One of his most famous taglines is the old Flintstones Kids, 10 million strong and growing. Yep. Sorry for the singing there. We'll get to Jim shortly, but there are a couple of things I feel I need to comment on first. A few weeks ago, I posted an entry on the Marketing Spot blog called, Are You Breaking the Law of Focus? Learn from My Mistake. I revealed that for the past 4 years, I've been trying to run two businesses, the Marketing Spot and also publishing a local real estate magazine called The Real Estate Source. I'm not going to rehash everything in the article. It's available on my blog. But the gist is that I had to divest myself of the magazine because of a dip in the real estate market and my lack of focus. I couldn't react to the dip. Now, some people were surprised because they just didn't know that I was losing money. They said, you never said anything. And unfortunately, I think that's part of the illusion of the internet and blogs. You know, when people put themselves out there on display, it's like dating. You only tell the positive stuff. Read all the blogs out there. I subscribe to close to 100 blogs. I know some of you subscribe to more, some to less. But you would think everyone who is writing these blogs is doing hunky-dory. But you know that it's not true. You know that out of 100 people, someone out there is struggling. And you would think with all this advice out there that everyone knows exactly what to do and everything they recommend will give you the most amazing results. Well, that's just a lot of hogwash. So no one knew that I was losing money until I actually announced I was losing money in the blog post. I couldn't say anything up until that point because I had been working for about 3 months to divest myself of the magazine and there were other parties involved. But the post has been one of the most popular in the history of the blog. It was linked to by other bloggers. I got mostly positive feedback. So I say all that to make the key point, hey, take all of this advice you see on these blogs and view it through a reality lens. Don't look so much with envy on all these power bloggers. They're real people and they face real challenges every day. And some of their advice is not good advice, even on the Marketing Spot. Say it isn't so. But today it will be. Our guest today is Jim Morris, and he does have some great advice on the importance of taglines and how to construct one for your business. Stick around after the interview. I have some information on Build Your Marketing Plan Month here on the Marketing Spot blog. But first, let's learn about taglines. As we turn to the Skype line now, we're going to introduce our guest. It's Jim Morris. He calls himself a communicator. He's a freelance advertising expert, a copywriter, a creative director. He has his own website, communicator.com. He also writes for the Advertising for Peanuts blog. Jim, welcome to Power to the Small Business.
Thank you, Jake. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're glad to have you. I know you're a tagline specialist, and we're going to get into taglines here in just a little bit. But first, just let's get into a couple of general questions here, because we've talked recently on the blog about traditional advertising versus new marketing, and you seem like you're a traditional advertising guy. What about this whole traditional advertising versus new marketing debate? How has this all affected traditional advertising, do you think?
Well, first, I don't think of myself as a traditional advertising guy. I know that's mostly what I do. It tends to be traditional advertising, but I don't really make the distinction in the sense that I see all advertising as kind of the same kind of process. At least from my perspective, it all is trying to accomplish, in the biggest sense, the same thing. So, you know, I do banner ads, I do website content every now and then. I do stuff on the web. But having been around this long, it's inevitable that that I'll be seen as a traditional advertising guy, and probably most of what I do is that. So I just kind of want to make that point. It's a very fuzzy line between traditional and new kinds of advertising, and I don't really think it's that important, personally. As far as the effect that all this interactive, online, digital world advertising kind of revolution that's been going on, the effect that's had on traditional advertising, I can answer that in several different ways, actually. There have been, I think, good effects, bad effects, and some effects that are kind of a little of both. A lot of what I say comes from, I have to understand, comes from kind of a copywriter's perspective, so it's kind of a creative-oriented view of things, so I hope you'll forgive that. But let me just mention a couple of good effects to start things off, just start on a positive. one thing that's interesting is that in advertising, very often, whatever the advertising is, there's something like a call to action at the end of the ad somehow, regardless of whether it's print, broadcast, or whatever. You know, one thing it doesn't seem like a big deal, but one of the calls to action is really this visit our website thing rather than send for your free brochure. That's really a fairly subtle but profound change that happens now in traditional advertising, which has taken on this kind of oftentimes the function of being the arrow that points to a website rather than being an end in itself. Now this becomes the traditional ad becomes a means to the end of getting people to a website, for instance. So that's a kind of an interesting change, and it's actually good news from my perspective, because it can free up the traditional advertiser to not have to carry as much in the way of the detail, the nuts and bolts, the kind of blah, blah, blah that often happens in advertising, because the website has all that. So there's a freeing, a kind of a liberating effect there. Another thing that is going on because of the whole online revolution is that, and this is just my observation, is that there is more and more emphasis because there's so much more competition, and because of the nature of the medium and so forth, there's so much more emphasis on the entertainment value of the commercial message. But that emphasis on entertainment value, I think, is a very good thing, because I actually probably one of the few people in advertising who unapologetically embraces the notion that advertising is, in fact, a form of entertainment. That's not its goal, that's not its end, it's not just entertainment, but if it isn't entertaining, if it doesn't engage the person you're trying to engage, then you're going to lose them. So it doesn't have to do with telling a joke, it has to do with evoking an emotion.
That seems like a perfect segue, evoking emotions, getting attention, because that can be the function of the tagline, right? And you are a tagline specialist. As a matter of fact, one of your claims to fame is that you were the author of the We Are Flintstone Kids, 10 Million Strong and Growing, and in deference to our audience, I'm not going to try and sing that here.
Nor will I.
Because you put it into a jingle. So let's just start with a broad look at taglines. Jim, what do you think the function and the importance of a tagline is for a local business in their advertising efforts?
It's a frequently argued question in the industry, and taglines kind of come in and out of favor among the thought leaders in advertising and so forth. I've always been, for my entire career, and it's approaching 30 years now, been a fan of and an advocate for taglines for several reasons. The main, you know, kind of fundamental core reason is that when you are trying to express your brand in whatever whatever that may be, trying to get your brand in front of people and connect with them, you have limited opportunities to do that, and you have limited space and time. And the tagline, if it's a, and this is an important point, it has to be a good tagline. It's not true of all taglines. Most taglines are not good, and that's the basis upon which I think they're generally criticized, is most taglines are kind of self-serving or formulaic and cliche or empty and meaningless and all that kind of thing. But it needs to be a good tagline. But a good tagline is, in fact, I would argue, the single most powerful, condensed, compact expression of your brand that you can ever have. Unlike your logo represents the brand in a certain way, and you can get something from it. But the tagline is kind of the first articulation of the brand, and it's not an explanation. It shouldn't tell a big long story. It's a very concise hint, a glimpse, a taste, maybe a little TV that gives you a sense of what your brand is about. It's not an explication of the product benefits. It's an invitation and a kind of it's an emotional expression of that brand. And that's the key. A good tagline. If you think about it, you know, what else in the world of advertising? What other advertising element is there that can lodge itself in a person's brain and stay there for a lifetime? You know, anybody you ask will be able to reel off great taglines that they've grown up with and, you know, so forth. It's the only thing that really does that, and so it has a lot of value.
Well, if taglines are so important, Jim, why are there so many bad ones out there, and what makes a bad tagline?
The easy answer for me on that, I think, is that the reason that there are so many bad taglines out there is because there's so much bad everything out there. You know, I would argue, I think it was Theodore Sturgeon or somebody who said, you know, 90% of everything is crap. You know, and if you take the totality of television shows or movies or books or anything, just like advertising, most of it is not good. You know, most of it's not. You know, that's why they call it good, because it's kind of unusual. Taglines are written, if they're not written by somebody who is good at it and has a passion for it and so forth, they tend to come out that way. And another reason that taglines are not good is that if the advertiser and whoever's he's working with on a tagline, for instance, if they don't have a clear sense of what their brand is and how it feels, what the brand voice sounds like, and so forth, if they don't have that, and a lot of people don't, then the tagline can't accurately express it or reflect it.
Well, let's do a couple things here. Give me some no-nos in putting together a tagline, and then give me some steps that I can take in order to put together a good tagline.
All right, tagline no-nos. So the first one is that you have to remember that the tagline, you're not talking to yourself, the advertiser. You're talking to your prospective customer. And so the kind of braggy, chest-beaty, we're this, we're that kind of thing just doesn't resonate with people. You're not pointing the arrow at them emotionally, and so there's no chance to really make an emotional connection with them with the tagline. So you got to get over that and really have to find a way to be able to think about the tagline from the perspective of whoever it is that you're trying to connect with. So it needs to be a sentiment, a thought that means something to that person, not necessarily so much to you. And that's probably the single most difficult thing to do, and that's why many taglines are very self-serving, I'm talking to myself, aren't I great, me, kind of thing. So that's a huge no-no. Another no-no is very often there are called what I call ad fads and tagline fads, where they get into these formulaic things. You see it all the time. Life is a so do. You know, life is short, so don't screw it up, and you know that kind of thing. Or bad plays on words like again, the word life just comes up all the time. You know, such and such for life. This is this for life. You know, those are formulas that work.
Life
for
Visa, right?
Yeah, exactly right. There's an endless list of those, and very discouraging to those of us who care about it. And in other form, there are structural formulas like two phrase formulas and three phrase formulas and so forth. A lot of formulaic stuff that you see so much of that when a person is now asked to sit down and write a tagline, they sort of fall into those same habits because that's what they're accustomed to seeing and hearing. Whereas, you know, a tagline can be generally one-word taglines no good. You know, United Rising, it doesn't quite give you enough because it's not really an articulation. It's just another word, you know. And generally, you need to have more than one word to express an actual thought. That's not always the case. Nothing that I'm talking about is always the case, but that can be the case. But it should. So a tagline might be two words, or it might be longer. I mean, I did a tagline for a company that made custom software for businesses for their kind of their processes and stuff, automation technology and software. But it was customized software. So you go to the company and find out what they need and develop software that's just for what they need. And as opposed to off-the-shelf stuff, and the tagline that I wound up selling them, and it was WICO Information Technologies, and the line was, the software you actually need that doesn't exist yet. Now, that, you know, that's pretty interesting, I think, a pretty interesting line. It doesn't sound like your typical tagline, but it actually is exactly what they are about. And because it's not so kind of standard advertising language, it has a human aspect to it, as if it's actually somebody having a, you know, again, having a conversation with you, that that's something they might say to you.
Okay, Jim, so I'm a small business owner on a local level here, and I want to put together an effective tagline. Give me a couple steps that I can use to go ahead today and start thinking about and crafting my tagline. What should I do?
So how do you start? Well, the first thing I would say is the beginning of any advertising effort should start with what I call a creative brief. I mean, it's called a lot of things, but it's really essentially a one-page document that identifies, A, what's your goal? What do you want? What are you trying to accomplish? You know, in what medium, over what period of time, what are you trying to make happen by doing whatever advertising you're doing? So what's your goal? Then identify, as best you can, who is it that you're trying to talk to connect with? What is this target audience that you're talking to? And you need to make that as specific and well-defined as you can. It's not just women, you know, not just people 18 to 25. You need to try to get into the heads of these people a little bit and come up with some kind of insightful way of describing the audience that you want to get to. Then you need to, and this is the hardest part, okay, you need to decide among the infinite number of positive things that you might want to say to a potential customer about your product or service, you need to pick one. What's the one single most compelling thing? If you only had, you know, if you were, you know, it's that elevator speech thing, if you were in an elevator but it was dropping quickly to the ground, so you only had, you know, 2 seconds to say something about the product that you would be most compelling, most meaningful, most likely to motivate them, what would that thing be? And you identify that. You don't have to make it clever in this document. It's not a headline. It's not a tagline. It's just, what's the promise? What's the one single most powerful thing you can say about your product or your service? Okay. So then you have that. And so, who, you know, it's like, what are you trying to do? Who are you talking to? What do you want to say? So you sit down, and if you discipline yourself in that way, you kind of write this creative brief. You know, you've just written essentially a creative strategy for your product, and then stick to it. You do not vary from it. Once you've agreed to it, stay with it. So that's the first step in terms of getting a tagline or really any other kind of piece of advertising. The job of the tagline person then is to come up with a way to really translate that promise into a tagline filtered through the personality that you want for your brand. And that's a really key thing. The tagline should have a little bit of personality in it. It needs to, you know, when you think about the classic, you know, just do it. Well, there's a very, very kind of confident, assumptive, stop screwing around kind of attitude behind that, which is all about what the Nike brand is about. So there's a tone to it that you want to capture. And that leads us to the next thing that you need to do when you're working on a tagline is you got to decide what the voice, the face, the personality, the attitude of your brand is. Maybe you already know. Maybe you don't. And if you don't, you really need to think about it. It doesn't have to be what it's been in the past necessarily, and maybe you haven't had any personality really to speak of. You got to pick a personality. How do you want people to see you and feel you out there in the world? And the tagline needs to reflect or encapsulate that feeling. You know, obviously, an important step, I think, in getting a good tagline is to find a person who will do a good tagline for you. And that's not an easy thing to do. But there are, I'm not the only person out there who specializes in taglines. They are out there. If you look around in trade publications, you'll see ads and so forth, or you just do some searches on the web, and you'll track down some people and, you know, look at their work and see if you like the kinds of lines they write. And if you do, then I recommend spending the money. I mean, you know, amortizing the expense, the investment on a tagline is something you amortize over every communication that you, I mean, ideally, that you do for the rest of your, you know, for the next foreseeable future. Which leads me to one final thought about that is that once you have a tagline, if you're happy with your tagline, then you commit to it. And you do include it on everything you put out there.
Yeah, that personality part of the tagline that you talk about, the voice, the face, the just that magic ingredients that makes taglines special, that's probably the hardest thing to come up with. And you're recommending, yep, hey, go to a professional for that. How do you search for the right professional? Who should you turn to?
I think these days, like with almost everything else, the most efficient thing is you just search it on the web. You know, you type in a tagline or theme line or slogan or whatever, you're going to come up with a lot of stuff. But, you know, if you're a tagline writer, the chances are anybody who does think of themselves as specializing in that will have that descriptor attached to them somehow online. The other thing, I guess, to do is really is the same thing you do in every other kind of case, is ask around, or if you can research, if you see good taglines out there that you say, oh, I love that tagline by some local business or whatever, you know, go and ask them how do they get it.
Okay, I'm probably going to wind up here with the toughest question, Jim, because I know a lot of small business owners out there listening to this program will say, okay, so maybe I need some help in getting together a tagline. How much should I spend? What's a tagline cost? I'm a local dry cleaner. I'm a local restaurant owner. How much should I spend on a tagline?
I would say, if you're spending, you know, realistically, if you hire somebody and they say they can write a great tagline for you for $500, that's probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. That person's going to give you mediocre stuff generally, because like with everything else, you get what you pay for. On the other hand, if someone proposes to you doing a tagline and they suggest $15,000, well, that's way out of line. I would say, If you can spend somewhere between $1,000 and $5,000, if you can spend somewhere in between those two numbers, your chances are pretty good, you know, are better of getting a really good tagline. It's probably that range. And I don't know how much it costs to have a logo developed, but it's a funny thing that you know, logos tend to cost way more than taglines do. And, if, you know, being a writer, of course, I have a bias, but I feel that the tagline is close to being as valuable, if not as valuable, as a logo. So, again, I'd say between, $1,000 and $5,000, you're going to, you know, get a good result, or at least a good chance at a good result.
And so maybe a good guideline is, on a local level, you're a local business owner, you know, how much do you spend on advertising? You're willing to spend money on your logo, maybe not that much. Logos are fun to get because they're visual representations, but you're right, Jim, a tagline is so important. So maybe if you're a local business owner, it's not out of the question to say, hey, I'm not going to advertise this month. I'm just going to take my total advertising budget and see if I can find a good tagline, because a good tagline will return dividends, I mean,
possibly for many years
into the future. Yeah.
And the other, you know, there are side benefits to actually going through the genuine process of hiring someone to do a, what I call a tagline exploration, which is that if they do a good job, you'll have someone come back to you, and they won't just present you with, here are three lines I recommend. They hopefully, or you can ask them for this, will bring you 30 or 40 lines and kind of take you through their thinking about, you know, they tried this kind of line, they tried that kind of line, tried emphasizing this a little more, emphasizing that a little more, this was a little more irreverent, this was a little more formal. So that by the time you're done with that, you have a very good understanding of why the line that you wind up with is actually why it's so good, rather than just, oh, that's great, that'll work great. But you also have an understanding of why, and what that means is you have a much better understanding of your own brand than you did at the beginning of the process.
We could probably go on talking all day about this, Jim, but that seems like as good a point as any to go ahead and wrap this up. Our guest is Jim Morris. He is the Communicatorer. That is also his website, communicatorer.com. In the show notes, we'll have links to his website. Jim also writes for the Advertising for Peanuts blog. If you want to get in touch with Jim, you want to give us your phone number just in case someone wants to use you to do a tagline? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, phone number is 847-869-3415. Or email me at jim@communicatorer.com.
We sure appreciate your insights into taglines and advertising, and we appreciate you being a guest here on The Big Show.
My pleasure, Jay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Taglines. Jim Morris calls a good tagline the single most powerful, condensed, compact expression of your brand that you can have. I wholeheartedly agree. At The Marketing Spot, we think they're so important we call them signatures, because they should have meaning. When you put your signature on a check, or nowadays a check card receipt, you are making a promise that the money will be in the bank. When you create a tagline for your business, that is a signature. You are making a guarantee that your business will deliver on its brand promise. So think of your tagline as a signature. Don't sign unless you're ready to fulfill the promise. July is Build Your Marketing Plan Month on the Marketing Spot blog. We'll have a series of 8 lessons posted in the month of July that will help you build a marketing plan specifically for your business. It doesn't matter when you are listening to this podcast, just go to themarketingspot.blogspot.com and look in the blog archives in the sidebar, go to the month of July 2008 and get started. One of the things we'll be covering is taglines or signatures for your business. That's it for episode number 14 of The Big Show. Take a look at our show notes on the blog, then make sure you subscribe so that you never miss the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast with Jay Arrett, the internet show about small business marketing. Please add your comment or post your question in the comment area below. You can email Jay with comments and suggestions to jay@themarketingspot.com. For more information about our company, see our website, themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.